Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
When I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonic. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MSMD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction.
I'm watching it going, you know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Oh, is that not the truth?
Yep.
Oh, I love Jeff Foxworthy. No, it's so the truth, too. Does anyone even pay attention to those disclaimers?
Oh, yeah.
They say them so fast that I don't know if somebody actually
pays attention.
Oh, boy.
They don't even hear them. Are
no?
You
don't think?
No.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Tuesday. And I really appreciate all of the calls on lying, on politicians just lying. I don't even believe the polls for the most part. You have to actually look and see who owns the polls. But, of course, CNN does their own polls, and then that becomes the poll. I'm not quite sure how that happens, but putting Biden in the lead. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know who could be that idiotic to vote for him, but apparently there are people. I just don't feel like he's actually in the lead. I actually don't think any of them have a significant anything going on.
I think they're lying more about these polls than they ever have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's definitely who owns the poll, because I know I've done some research on some of the new poll companies they're using, and mm-hmm. and it's funny, the think tanks behind them. Yeah. Very, very politicized, and of course owned by a particular party to show the results. And they don't ever, how you'll know the truth about that is that they don't disclose how the questions are being asked.
Nope.
Because they are definitely being asked a certain way to get a certain response.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So, Just to let you know. I'm just wondering if we covered everything from last hour. I'm pretty sure we did. Yes, Sanders wants Disney to give, Bernie Sanders wants Disney to give all their profit to the workers. that isn't ever going to happen. But interesting that he's calling for that. Interesting that he has no shame in calling for that, too. Kind of funny. And we did discuss the tax return thing, and we did talk about the infrastructure, $2 billion infrastructure passed. I don't agree with it at all. The student loan reform needs to be a lot better than what we're doing. So a lot of things happening. There are a lot of things in health. What do you care more about, politics or health, Uncle Milty?
Well, I don't care about either one.
Nothing, huh? Nada? All right. So I just wanted to mention this because I thought that this was scary for our time. And biology courses. A biology course, teaches students that a fetus is just like an invasive cancer that they need to get rid of. I want to talk about a few things. Tylenol, I want to talk about. I want to talk about ibuprofen, hence the liner coming into the show. I want to talk about when a guy took a dog medication, what actually happened. So there's a couple of things on this that I want to talk about. I also want to talk about a church using marijuana now as their sacrament. Okay.
Wow.
But let's talk about this first, because this is just so, this one was so sick to me. There's a biology course at the University of California, San Diego, and it's teaching students that a fetus is no different than invasive cancer. I can't even believe they're teaching this. And these kids are going to be dumb enough to believe this. A slide for the course depicts parallels between fetuses and cancers, describing a fetus as a legitimate parasite, a parasite. A slide that says a fetus rapidly grows, invades, manipulates immunity of mother, reshapes blood vessels, just like cancer. You a little horrified?
There's a little difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't get to have sex to get cancer.
Well, you think they would include that in the conversation.
No. We don't want to talk about that.
That they have diminished this to the point of turning it into something so nefarious that you need to get out of your body. That is sick.
Well, also, cancer is never born and becomes a human being either.
Yeah.
This little parasite does.
Maybe the teacher ought to say, you know, what they came from then, if they're going to teach this junk to the kids. And so a friend just sent me this slide. This person had said, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Pregnancy is not a disease. A baby is not a parasite. This is dehumanizing and false. They're exactly right. Is this the best public education can do? These were some of the comments coming back after this. They have come to an all-time low with this. And I don't, you know, obviously the low of lows would be the murdering of a baby at any stage. You have to murder it to stop it from growing. That means you have to kill it to stop it from growing. It's a living thing, and it's not a cancer. I the way that they are manipulating this issue and the way that they are taking this issue and doing everything possible to change what a baby is. And I know kids that actually think that they're very pro-life, but will also tell you it's just a clump of cells for a matter of time.
Yeah,
and that's what they've talked themselves into. So it's a really unfortunate, sad, dehumanizing value for life is when we don't recognize from conception, I think, that a baby is a baby. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Totally agree, and I want to add some to that, Kate.
Okay, sure.
What's going on with this is, of course, we know it's all fueled by the atheistic nihilism. In other words, there's no God, there's no meaning to life to these people. This is their theory, and that's why, not just as Christians, right? I mean, anybody who believes in a God, a theism, we need to stand together, unite against the higher education as well, because what's leading them to, adding on to what you're saying, not only is a fetus a cancer, humanity is a cancer.
Yep.
And you research stuff. Look into stuff with what biologists are saying right now. These are legitimate biologists, according to higher education. Humanity is a cancer on the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They believe that.
That is the most destructive, dangerous philosophy that's poisoning the minds of, like you said, kids in school, right? Mm-hmm. A fetus. That's just getting them started. Down the road, what they're getting is, and I teach, guys. I teach in schools.
Wow.
And I see what's down there, and I believe there is a God. I believe we do have a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these people are totally against the principles of liberty. They're against obviously, this is the foundation of socialism, right?
Yes. Yes, communism.
Yeah, I mean, a government that governs on this, you can do whatever you want to the people because their lives don't matter anyway,
They're
right?
They're a slave. They're a slave. They have no meaning. Only for the collective, yes.
Exactly. Look how this feeds into the socialistic communism. By the way, they're the same thing. Americans, socialism isn't communism. Yes, it is. Different parts of Europe call it communism. Different parts call it socialism.
Yeah.
It's the same dang thing. It's all dehumanizing.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
And this is the science. This is the science that led into the 20th century that was so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bolsheviks, the Soviet Union, the communists, the fascists led on either side. You see this ideology. It's nihilism that's led by the atheistic philosophers.
I can't disagree. Thank you so much.
And that's what you read the biological evolutionary biologists, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But ironically, there's a lot of Christians who believe in evolution, but these guys are hijacking it into this science of saying there is no meaning. You have no meaning. In fact, humans are bad.
Yeah, they're awful. We need to get rid of them. Exterminate them.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're anti-human. Right.
Right. Right.
I mean, like you were saying, so I appreciate your show, but like adding to that, man, look at what they're teaching college and adults in any field in these science areas.
I agree.
You know, it's ridiculous. Why give them any funding? Freaking cut the funding, whatever they get, right?
Yes, I agree.
We need to, so I appreciate you bringing it to light, though. Thank you. So
thank you.
Have a good day.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks. Great comments. Wow. great.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous for them to teach this.
I know. And they've even got pro-life students. Ask your college students. Ask your the college students in your life or the high schoolers in your life. It's just a clump of cells. That's all it is. Well, it has to grow, and it grows until you kill it. That it's a living being. It's a living being, even in the mm-hmm. smallest form.
Mm-hmm.
We spend billions of dollars looking for a shred of life like those clump of cells on any other planet, and that's okay, right? You could pursue that through NASA and bulk up that budget to find even a shred of a cell. So if a shred of a cell is that important to NASA to find a shred of life on another planet, yet we ignore the cells that become a baby, wow.
But don't you find it comforting that you can enjoy all the sexual promiscuity you want?
With no consequence?
Have no consequence?
Because it's a cancer? Because
yeah.
you can just get rid of
just
it and it was leaching
of
off your body anyway? Oh, we're in such trouble. We're in such trouble. We got to have those conversations. And I hope we're all having those conversations. You'll be surprised to know how your kids really feel about this.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have been taught over and over again that it's just a clump of cells until like the second month or third month. And then any time before that. And there were just studies that a fetus feels excruciating pain at any time. And somebody was saying on my social media, you know, that doesn't even matter. The matter is you're murdering a baby. You have to in order to stop it from growing, so therefore it lives, and that's a conversation that's tough for people to have. But you'd be surprised how many pro-lifers still buy into that.
Yep.
You'd be so shocked.
Yep.
I was shocked. I really was. I mouth open, you know, jaw dropping. Seriously.
Well, that was the goal.
It was.
If
yep.
we get them to say it's not a baby mm-hmm. until,
yep, then there's an escape clause
yep.
for sexual promiscuity.
Yep.
It's called don't have sex. If you don't want the outcome, that's what it's called. But, you know, of course, we can't teach that because everybody has to have all their pleasures met in life. You can't say no to anybody. You go to college, you want it paid for, you don't have to pay that back. You can go be sexually promiscuous. You don't even have to have a baby. You can go do anything you want, anything that you desire in this world, and then you get to do whatever you want with no consequence.
None.
Wow, I would... It's really sad. Accountability has gone out the window and value for life. And we're in trouble if these... I'm glad that people spoke up about this. This means that people are caring that they're being taught this. That's a good sign. But how many more universities are teaching that?
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Be right
no
back.
No responsibility yeah. at all.
Nope. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsule.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450, katedalyradio.com. You can actually email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. D-A-L-L-E-Y is how it's spelled, like Valley with a D. katedalyradio.com. And all the podcasts are there. You can get those, and they're about 40 minutes apiece without commercials. And also, you can share those far and wide on social media, if you will. The Kate Daly Show on Twitter, the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. Join us because we're always having a conversation there and would love to hear from you. I have Uncle Milty with me. And so breaking news, I just want to talk about this for a second. It wasn't planned because it's obviously breaking news. Everything's breaking news. A hangnail is breaking news.
Yep.
But anyway, whatever. Pompeo actually said Maduro was ready to leave Venezuela. He was ready to leave Venezuela before Russia convinced him to stay. Do you believe that?
No.
Because I don't believe that. Not one
Not
bit.
Not for a second.
Not even a little second. Wow. So villainizing Russia in this is kind of an interesting angle. But, you know, bad Russia convinced him to stay. We were just talking about Russia's army It's gotten a lot smaller.
Russia's military is now rated like 6th or 7th in the world.
Even below...
Below France.
Below France.
Below France.
Wow. Yeah. I don't believe this for a second. We want what Venezuela has. And I hate to say that because it's so sad that again, we are making a play for this country and have been for a long time. Putting a guy that will play ball with us in power. And we were just talking about what's wanted from there. Why do we want it?
Well, they only have one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vast resources. Yeah. Oil. Yeah. And so do we want it, or do we want to prevent?
I don't think it's so much that we want it. We just don't want anybody else to
have
get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when you see all the headlines... And there are many today, for some reason, in Fox and everywhere else. There are a lot of headlines today on Venezuela. I think we just absolutely have to remember that we want that country, want control of that country badly. And it has so many issues that we've talked about on the show. We've talked at length about Venezuela. I really have. I mean, gosh, we've done probably 5 or 6 shows on it. But at the core is the vying for that country and who gets control over it. And sadly, we've done this and we're doing it now. And so that's the truth. That's the truth. I know the emotions they sweep into it. And I know, you know, just like this article, I think is very manipulative. At the core of it is that issue. So I just wanted to make note of that as it was becoming breaking news right now. I did want to mention this because we were going to talk just for a second about this. There are new reports. We've always known that OxyContin and Percocet reduce somebody's empathetic ability to care, they say kindness. It's kind of a numbing of that. Do you agree with that? That's what pharmacists will tell you. Doctors will tell you that it numbs our ability to empathize with others. Do you think?
That's possible.
Possible. They're saying Tylenol now does the same thing. Acetaminophen does the same thing. And that they're not entirely sure how it works to reduce pain, but it seems to quiet activities in the brain linked to emotion and motivation. That's kind of interesting. I thought that was... Ohio University research found the drug makes us less sensitive and empathetic to the pain of others.
You know what?
You have
I
to
don't
take some pretty large doses, by the way.
Well, you know what I don't understand?
What's
though?
That?
When the FDA approved these drugs, didn't they know these things then?
Good question.
I thought that was the whole purpose. The FDA investigated, right. Tested, researched.
A government agency not doing their job or being
inept. And then when they decided something was safe and had no harmful side effects, they approve it.
Yeah.
No, they approve it as soon as they know it can make a lot of money.
Exactly. That's so true. That is so true. Previous research confirmed that when acetaminophen is helping us feel less of our own pain, it actually does make us less empathetic to the pain of others. Now there's a follow-up study. So now we're through 2 rounds of study that show the drug also makes us feel less empathetic toward the positive, pleasurable experiences of others, too. You're not as happy for them as you could be. So, just saying, hey, it's something to think about. I'd never thought about acetaminophen. Am I saying that right? I'm saying
acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
It explains everything.
Yeah.
Because everybody takes acetaminophen.
Yeah.
Everybody takes it. Tylenol.
You're right.
Tylenol.
You're right.
That's why we
in the
all
hospital,
hate each other.
Costs $100.
Yeah.
2 measly little pills. Yes, it's true, and it is probably the most common. Over the counter, is it the drug?
Next to aspirin.
Okay. So they're saying it's special, but still poorly understood. And so as this stuff comes out, does it actually cause you to think twice about taking it? I probably will
think
twice.
I don't take it.
You don't at all?
I've never been able to. I have some kind of an issue that I can't take acetaminophen.
See, it's an Excedrin, and I do take Excedrin for headaches. What they're calling harmless, quote-unquote, painkillers like ibuprofen now linked to huge increase in a risk of sudden heart attack.
No, ibuprofen has always been bad. I've always felt it was bad. I don't take the... You know what?
What?
I don't take any over-the-counter pain medications. I take what I'm prescribed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a drug addict, mm-hmm. and I'm not a thief, and I'm not any of these things that become, you know, mm-hmm. people that are put on mm-hmm. opiates, but I don't suffer all these side effects from the over-the-counter pain meds.
There seems to be a lot. There seems to be quite a few. You're increasing your odds of cardiac arrest. Will you think twice about this? I know people that pop 6 to 8 a day. Yeah.
Yep.
Have their joints feel better. So they're saying this NSAID is not harmless. You should be looking at the risks. And for some reason, it's just sort of a common theme that, it's just an ibuprofen.
Yeah.
It's just an ibuprofen. I've never really looked at it this harshly, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I was one of those that said it's just an ibuprofen.
Maybe you're being too harsh, because think about this.
What's up?
What's worse, years of joint pain or a few minutes of heart pain?
It's all over?
Yeah, and then it's over.
Thanks. Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for that comparison. Jeez Louise. Also, I wanted to tell you this, because I'm not quite sure how many people would be this desperate to do this. I don't know how I feel about this. An Oklahoma grandfather claimed a drug for dogs cured him of head-to-toe cancer. He was given 3 months to live, and his dog's doctor, suggested he try the dog deworming drug, fenbendazole, which has shown cancer-fighting properties in cell studies for dogs. And he took it, and that was 2 years ago, and the guy is tumor-free. They gave him 3 months. So he thought, well, what do I have to lose? It had spread throughout his entire body. He had small cell lung cancer.
And they say it has shown effectiveness against it.
A dog deworming drug. Now, if a veterinarian went to you and said, hey, I know you have this, would you take this drug? Would that be weird to you? Even though I know that the labels for certain things, still, that would be a little strange. Take your dog's medication.
I'd look at it very positively.
What's that?
Even if it didn't cure my cancer, it would get rid of the worms.
And no fleas, apparently.
Yeah.
So you'd be good to go.
Yeah.
You'd be scratching yourself in no time, sitting on the porch.
This doesn't...
Perfect.
I mean, I find this totally believable, though.
Yeah.
I don't find it...
I know. I do, too. That's the funny thing. But if you ask somebody, they'll look at you like you've got, you cannot be serious about this. But yeah, he took the dog medication.
Well, his insurance had spent over $1.5 million on typical, normal, regular cancer treatments that were not effective.
Yeah.
And this was like, I think he said, what, $5 a day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super, super cheap.
Yeah.
And it's used to treat hookworms, roundworms, and other gut parasites in animals, primarily dogs. And he took it, and he's been great ever since. So he's speaking out now after a couple of years.
Yeah, he had gone from 220 pounds
mm-hmm.
fighting the cancer down to 110 pounds. He was just a skeletal character. And then he started doing this.
Yeah. And
he had nothing to lose.
Well, he said his PET scan lit up like a Christmas tree because he had liver. The cancer was in his liver, his pancreas, his bladder, his stomach, his neck, and his bones.
Yes.
I mean, you're done.
Small cell lung cancer moves around.
Right. Anyone want to try it and let us know what happened? Just start barking. Let us know.
Well, I'll tell you this. What? If I was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer tomorrow, I'd take it for a few days and see what
happens. Why not? I mean, I guess what could it hurt? What could it hurt, honestly? Hi, caller. Yeah, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
A friend of mine sold me on perusing fireman tractor supply stores and some of the medications. And I said, what the heck? You know, come on, these are for animals. And she said, what do you think these farmers, animals have the same constitution as humans do? And these farmers need their animals fixed and working, not sick. Mm-hmm. They are not going to tolerate stuff that doesn't work.
Right.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah.
So guess who's taking MSM and a combination of ingredients at a greatly reduced price because they don't have to do all the marketing.
Yeah.
And it's a good deal.
Well,
and it's the same stuff. Is MSM on an animal container any different than MSM on a that's a for
I think it's exactly the same.
And so could it be this simple?
Proves too, you know, it's all marketing costs.
That's true.
And the same person has a problem with what do you call those things? TIAs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And found after getting tired of going to the hospital and watching them watch you and do nothing other than that shot.
Well,
take four aspirins and the symptoms go away in 15 minutes.
Hmm. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way. Does simple work? Joanna Budwig came out with, she's a German scientist, and a lot of people over the decades have been doing this, and it's been working. And there's a lot of blogs, you can find this everywhere. But she was a German scientist, and she combined flaxseed oil with cottage cheese and milk because it created a reaction that goes in and helps rid your body of cancer. It's called the Budwig diet. And what's funny about this is I had this on social media, and a doctor said, that's too simple. And I thought, you know, you're rejecting it. You won't even look at it because it's too simple, because it doesn't involve a lot of chemicals. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh.
Maybe simple is best. The guy took a deworming drug, for Pete's sakes. Maybe simple is really what we ought to be looking at. She said this reaction actually goes in and helps with gut health and actually can cure. And believe me, so many people have talked about themselves being cured by that.
It's all natural.
Yeah, all natural. Cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, when you combine them together, when you really whip them together, there was a couple of things. And there's you have to look it up to find out what kinds to use, because there's certain kinds to use. But it created a chemical reaction that lasts about 20 minutes. You've got to eat it within 20 minutes.
Probably unprocessed, unpasteurized, all that good stuff.
And the people that were trying it said, I've tried everything else. And she was going into cancer wards when she first developed this way back. She's since passed away back in the 50s. She went into cancer wards where they were given no hope and tried it on those patients. And that's how she started finding that cure. Very interesting. Simple is maybe the best. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping.
Have to change all titles of songs. The brown-eyed it, the brown-eyed they. I don't know. What is the pronoun choice now for people?
I use it.
You use it.
I use it.
Do you? They don't want to be, nobody wants to be called he or she anymore. I take it.
Well,
not nobody, but
though.
A small sector of people. Anyway, we'll be talking about that. We'll definitely be talking about that. And also the military, what's a new change? This is interesting. First, I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm actually calling on behalf of my dad. He's not able to call in, but he was saying that you were talking about taking animal medicines for different cures.
Right.
And his brother, when he was younger, used to work on a farm, and he was really sick one time, and he just gave himself a shot with cow penicillin.
Oh, wow.
And with like livestock grade antibiotics, and it cleared up really quickly.
That's great. Wow. I like that. I mean, I had not thought of that before. And if somebody would have said, here, take this dog medication, I probably would have had to think twice about it, to be honest, if I'm being honest. But, you know, it makes sense that something would work. Why not?
Sure.
And if it hasn't been quite mucked about as much as it has been for, like, the healing medication, sometimes in its simpler and purer form, it actually has a better effect.
There you go. Great comment. Yep. Hey, thanks for calling in, and thank your dad, too. Wish him the best.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you.
You know, there's only one difference between cow penicillin and human penicillin. With cow penicillin, for 2 weeks, you want to eat grass.
It's just a little side effect.
That's
it's no
all.
Big deal. Oh, gosh. All right. You were bringing this up before the show, that there was a weightlifter who won what? A transgender weightlifter that won.
A transgender weightlifter, which it was a man who's identifying as a woman, was in a woman's powerlifting tournament. He broke four women's powerlifting records.
Yeah.
And won all nine events in the match.
And he felt good about
and
that.
And he's bragging about it.
Boy, we're seeing that more
he's
and more.
He's a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
In women's powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known a lot of women in my life. I am not a power lifter, and I could win a women's power lifting.
Yeah, you're actually right. You're actually right.
Yeah, and this guy's ecstatic.
That's really sad, and we're seeing more and more headlines like that, aren't we? More and more.
It's like, look at
like
what
that.
We can do.
Yeah, yeah, and proud of it.
Yeah.
They're not even embarrassed a little bit that they entered that sector.
Normalizing fast.
Yes, it is. It's scary. It really is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
On the deworming medications.
Sure.
I know you jumped topics. But,
oh, sure, sure.
I guess I heard that was something that was used in Europe quite a bit, deworming medications for treatment of cancer.
That's so interesting. So, I'd never heard of it before.
We're just a little bit tighter on that whole thing here in America. But in Europe, you know, there's a lot more alternative integrative stuff going on.
Interesting. They like us to use the protocol that makes the lobbyists a lot of cash over here for some strange reason.
Right, right. Chemotherapy drugs, $10,000+.
And that's what it reminded me of when the doctor said, no, that's too simple. They want it to be complicated, and they want you to think that there isn't a simple route to eradicate, right?
Right, because they're the ones with the answer, so it has to be complicated and all that.
Okay, hey, thank you for that call. I really appreciate that. And, yeah, it was the first time I'd heard about it, but, wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
So I thank you so much for the update with the deworming medication.
You're welcome.
It's not, because that's really good information. The sad part is that really veterinarians have, like, between them and pharmacists, they know so much more than doctors.
It's true.
Veterinarians actually look at the cause as what is going on with an animal, and they have them do what first?
Right.
Instead of cut something out, they have them change their diet.
Yep.
So true. Bingo.
Right?
Yes. You're not going to get asked about your diet at the doctor. They don't ask you about your diet.
Not at all. They don't ask you about your exercise habit. They don't ask you anything about that. The vet looks at trying to find the cause. Instead of looking at the symptom and trying to cover up the symptom, they try to go to the cause and then get you to help yourself or your animal have a different outcome based on your actions. And that's where all those medicines have come from. And so that's why they're so effective. For example, there's a joint formula that was developed for horses. It's amazing. And you can buy it and it doesn't really have a taste. And that is the best stuff you've ever found in your life. So,
and if you start galloping,
you don't need Tylenol. You don't need ibuprofen. And, you know, along those lines too.
Yeah.
If, you know, we're numbing people, we also have to think about we're stimulating people. So when we're stimulating people with a lot of caffeine, what is affected? What happens when people don't have their coffee in the morning, for crying out loud?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Right? They're mean. They are angry. And you know that you're affecting your adrenal glands. You're pumping all that extra testosterone into your system at high rates. We wonder why people are so reactionary and why are they so aggressive and so mean.
That's true. That's very, very true. I mean, I love a good Pepsi. So for me, you know.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, I am mean. Ask Uncle Melty. Anyway, I so appreciate that.
Caffeine-free Pepsi cake.
I know. I don't know if I'll get there, but I'm trying. I get an A for effort. Anyway, hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Great info. That is great info.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, joints and that's interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, some information on this subject. My father was a vet, And veterinarians take more medicine, study more medicine than MDs do. And one of the main reasons the MDs have to study a lot of psychology that the veterinarians don't need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The standards of testing the medications are different.
Mm-hmm.
Often on animal medication, it says not for human use, but often it is acceptable for human use. I know I'm a guinea pig. My dad gave me many medications, anti-worming medication, antibiotics. He stitched me up. He did all sorts of things. There is a move to depopulate the world, and there is a number of cancer treatments out there that have been banned in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, some banned in Europe, but some are acceptable in Europe and also Mexico. So that could be a good reason why we don't have that product. But the vets have many times have discovered medications working for animals that the MDs and the it's the AMA and the Food and Drug Administration refused to treat, like glucosamine for knees and chondroitin. For years and years, it was working on arthritis in dogs, but they wouldn't accept it. And finally, they did like a decade later. The standard of testing is a little different on the medications, but we know the conspiracy wants to deal, or at least we believe they do. And this idea of the simplicity. There's a different hypothesis. You go with parsimony. In other words, the simplest explanation you should test first. Every decent scientist knows this.
Right.
So it's just the opposite of what that doctor said.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for that. I can't disagree. That's why I was bringing up the Joanna Budwig 1950s flaxseed oil and cottage cheese, because it was so simple in the way that it would go in and create a reaction in your body to attack the cancer, because it was how the cells were reproducing themselves in cancer that it was seeking to stop. And so with that reaction that it produced, when you blended the two together, and that reaction lasts about 20 minutes, when you take that into your body, it goes right to the cellular level. And so that's why I was mentioning that, is because people were realizing, hey, could this be as simple as this? Do you know it's on the Sloan Kettering website? It's on the cancer website. And they'll say, well, it's not like super proven. and they always say that, but they actually give it some accolades because they're saying it's very, very healthy. And my gosh, what in the world do you have to lose? I mean, it's cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, but anyway.
Well, MDs are notorious for not knowing a lot about pharmacology.
Yeah.
I don't trust a doctor. I have two friends that are pharmacists. Mm-hmm. That before I take anything, I check with them. And twice they've stopped me from really maybe having some serious problems by taking something prescribed by a doctor.
And our caller mentioned diet. So with the Budwig, with that, the cottage cheese thing, you need to change your diet. But how many times have you been asked about your diet going to the doctor, Milty? How many times?
Well, I'm going to be honest. When I see my HIV doctor...
Mm-hmm.
They do ask me about diet and exercise every time.
I think that's not a regular thing.
No, it isn't. It's only my HIV doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't ask you about your diet. But diet really is, I think, the biggest component. And for them not to ask you about that and only ask you about symptoms and how can we just put the symptoms at bay instead of even going to the cause root of the symptoms. It wasn't until a few years ago that I realized how much gut health is so important to our overall health and how we don't pay attention to it. And it's not mentioned a whole lot. And so there are things that are coming out now that I'm really grateful for, just like this dog medication for cancer. That was so interesting to me, a deworming medication the guy took, and he's cancer free. And he had cancer all through his body, if you're just joining us. But how many other people have tried that? Because my point was, there's not a whole lot of people that will try it, even though they don't have much to lose when they're told that they don't have much time. And I thought that was kind of interesting. The other one was ADHD. They were saying that it was a schooling problem. They were saying that putting them in at a younger age at 5, they had more kids with ADHD than they did putting them in at a little older at 6, 6.5. That's kind of interesting to me. Very simple to think about. And I don't know how true this is. Now, they're saying they've done a lot of study on this. But at the same time, could it be a little bit more simple? Some of the little tiny things that we're doing? Could be.
Well, I always fall back on the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
And they say that God provided everything we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
That is pretty simple. I'm going to give you that. And could it really be that not easy, but simplistic in nature? You know, what will be the thing that affects us the most, do you think, that we don't think about? I think health-wise, it'll be soda. I don't think we realize the impact soda has on us. And here, as I drink a Pepsi, I literally have a Pepsi sitting right next to me. But I actually think that it's soda. We consume so much soda. What do you think?
I've never been a soda drinker. It's uh-huh. always disagreed with me. It's always caused problems. Once in a great while, I'll sip on a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Judy drinks it like
water?
Yeah.
Like she should be drinking
and
water.
And I don't get it. I don't like it. It bothers me. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel bad. I just don't drink it.
Yeah. I was reading an article probably a few weeks ago, and it talked about how French fries is the most consumed vegetable in our country. Well, that accounts for a lot of our obesity. But French fries and soda, how many people eat it daily for lunch? How is that affecting our overall health? And what are we going to, are we going to recognize these things? Because we don't want to have them taken out of our diet.
I'm a firm believer that the artificial sweeteners in diet sodas mm-hmm. are really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Really bad.
We
don't even know yet how bad they are.
Yeah, I think so, too. There hasn't been a whole lot of study on that. And energy drinks.
You're never going to study it, either.
Energy drinks is a big one, too. Bottled water. I was listening to a comedian. I think it was Gaffigan on bottled water. And he was saying, the Americans are dumb enough to drink, to buy bottled water, says France. And they were just sitting around a room and deciding. And I thought to myself, there's actually, California is having an issue. They're saying that they can actually trace cancer back to their water out of the tap. There's also minerals, though, that we need out of the water as well. And then with bottled water, when we solely drink that, we're not getting those minerals. And so I don't know how you win on this.
I take a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 40,000 volts.
Well, that's an interesting name
it's
to your supplement.
It's extremely bitter.
Uh-huh.
But it's all the electrolytes your body needs that you normally get from drinking good water.
Hmm. That's kind of 40,000 volts.
And if I don't take it, I start having muscle cramps.
You're kidding. I thought magnesium was the problem.
Well, magnesium helps too, but I have to do both.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Just some new health revelations for you. Thought we'd hit some of those because all those were so fascinating to me. Tylenol, ibuprofen, all of them. Dog cancer, dog drugs. Wow. Be back tomorrow with Melissa, and can't wait. Be a fun show as well. And Uncle Milty, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all your input and all your calls today, too. It was really fun to hear from you. I always love that. And, of course, I'll expect your calls tomorrow as well. Everybody have a great evening. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow.